Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's Sam Crowley, Wednesday, October 29, 2014. It's our first show of the day. Not the only show of the day, but the first show of the day. Now, those of you who are loyal Every Day is Saturday podcast listeners, I mean, you know everything about the show. And you listen all the time. You know that last night I was at the Paul McCartney concert in Louisville. I'm going to wait a day until Thursday's show to give my review of the atmosphere and everything that went on, because actually this show and these two shows today are pre-recorded. Oh my God, not real time. Well, I can't bring my studio to a hotel in Louisville, so I'm recording this show prior to the concert and afterwards. I need a little bit of time to digest and just give you about the moment, right? This whole bucket list thing, getting a chance to see one of the original Beatles come out. I can't just do that in one day. So listen in on Thursday and a Thursday show, October 30th, and I'm going to give you the full review of the Paul McCartney concert in Louisville. Today I want to talk about money. Isn't that a great topic? You just say that. You just say that word. Today I want to talk about money, and people go nuts one way or another. Oh my God. I mean, there's more to life than just money. Yep, I get it. You won't hear anybody pound that drum more than me talking about there's more than life, just money. But being broke and having a little bit, I can sit here and tell you that life is much easier when you have a little bit. You know, not to be greedy. It's not why you do. We talked about on yesterday's show about loving practice. You know, when practice meets all of the faith and opportunity and the luck that's involved. And we all know the harder you work, the luckier you get. But you got to know how to work with money. I want to talk about that because money is like a loaded weapon. It can be used for good or it can be used for not so good. And you can get hurt very badly if you don't know what you're doing. Specifically, I'm thinking about credit cards, borrowing money. You know, you've heard the story, especially if you're a loyal listener to the show, you've heard the story about I bought my very first duplex with a credit card, exactly a credit card check from Discover. And when it came in the mail, it was 20 grand. I wrote the check out to myself, bought a dilapidated duplex that was just about falling over, refinanced it after 6 months at a very low interest rate, paid off the credit card. And I was off and running, put money into the property, and was cash flowing a few $100 a month, which was about as much over the course of 12 months that I would get as a raise in corporate. So essentially, just by using a credit card, making a decision, I doubled really whatever raise I was going to get in my corporate job that year. This is all the way back in 2002. But I became a student of money because, quite honestly, I had no idea how money worked. I mean, I don't sound like an idiot. I mean, I knew what currency represented. I knew how credit cards. I didn't really understand, though, the power and the stranglehold that credit cards can have over you and your life. It's just like looming over your head. And if you look at your credit card statement every month, now the new law that passed in the United States, at least a few years back, the credit card companies have to put on the statement what it would cost and how much interest you're going to pay if you wait and just make the minimum payment over the life of the card. Isn't that number amazing? It's like, if you got a $5,000 balance, these are just made up numbers, but it's crazy. If you got a $5,000 balance and you make the minimum payment only, it's going to take you 27 years to pay off the credit card. If you pay three times the minimum payment, you're going to pay it off in 2 years. I mean, it's just when you see those, you're like, oh, my God. But we all need to borrow some money at some point in time. So what's the right way to do it? How does an entrepreneur go about that? Well, you should never borrow money for anything other than assets. All right. And I learned this when I was reading Robert Kiyosaki's book, The Cash Flow Quadrant, as well as Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Those were two of the books that really changed my perspective. And when I started to learn about how money works and how money flows, and going to these different real estate boot camps, it became apparent to me a couple of things, which were completely contradictory to what I thought. In our country, you're pretty much penalized for saving money and you're rewarded for borrowing money. What do you mean by that? Well, right now, 2014, I'm recording this towards the end of 2014, interest rate on a savings account is probably less than 1%. I don't even have money in a savings account. I have money in a 401k, a couple other investments. I have an Ameritrade account. All of my money's tied up in real estate, but I don't even have a quote-unquote savings account because it's just a waste of money. Might as well put it under your mattress. You're going to make just about the same amount. I think it's like 0.5% in a traditional like checking or savings account rather. And what do you get, for example, if you borrow money, if you take out a mortgage to buy a piece of real estate? Let's just take a look at real estate. Let's switch gears. You want to just talk about real estate for a minute since that's what I know the most about? This is a little bit of an education about how this stuff works. And look, you can parlay this into any business, but with real estate, for example, just take a look at a mortgage for example, okay? You borrow $100,000 for a mortgage, you get to deduct the interest off of your tax return on that mortgage. Not only that, you get to deduct the property taxes associated with the rental property. You get to, and I'm talking about rental property, by the way. But if you're primary residence, you could deduct your mortgage interest on that as well. But you're talking about taxes and utilities and all the stuff that you spend, just whatever that investment is. That's an asset because you also get this phantom deduction, which is completely legal on the tax return, and that's called depreciation. The building can be depreciated. The appliances can be depreciated over the next 27 years, typically. Now, look, whenever I give this type of advice, talk to a CPA, okay, a certified public accountant. I'm just giving you my own experience. I'm not a CPA, but this is what got me thinking about not conforming, just thinking about money in a different way, not having a savings account. Because when I grew up, I had a paper route. My mom was always like, put money in your savings, put money. And it taught me one thing very valuable, save money. Okay, don't be an idiot and don't go blowing it out on. I don't buy TVs unless my TV's on the outs and or there's an incredible deal online. I mean, I bought a 50-inch television from Target back at the end of August, the middle of August, only because our other TV was just, like I said, on the way out. It blew up, and it was a heck of a deal. I used Doobleaf to get 7, 8% cash back and went through Doobleaf. It was great. It's just a great deal, okay? But I do not, and I will not buy depreciating assets because you have to understand how money works. You know, all that stuff that just blinks at you saying, buy me. That's the stuff you got to stay away from. That ugly stuff, you know, like apartments and duplexes and things like that, that's the stuff that you really should pay attention to. And, man, I'll tell you one thing. Get the credit cards paid down. Get the credit cards paid down. If you've never listened to Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover, I highly recommend it. I listened to that audio many years ago, and it had a profound impact on me as well because he really does. I mean, Dave teaches people and shows people how to get out of debt and stay out of debt. And you're going to miss meals. You're not going to go out to dinner and you're not going to go shopping and all that stuff. And you're like, oh my God, I want to go get a $4 Starbucks cup of coffee. Think about it. Dave's big saying is you're going to live like no one will so you can live like nobody will down the road. You got to have a little bit of sacrifice. And I know that's kind of counterintuitive to every day is Saturday where we talk about living the life and all this stuff, but look at what you see online, all those enticing businesses and biz ops and all this stuff and people sitting on the beach. And I've always contended nobody ever sits on a beach with a laptop. All right, I've never seen it. I've never seen a successful entrepreneur sitting on the beach with their laptop working like people show on these stupid sales pages. You know, being an entrepreneur means having common sense. What kind of sense? Common sense. Unfortunately, it ain't that common. You know, most people go out and buy things they can't afford with money they don't have to impress people that they don't even like, and then they end up $20,000, $30,000 on credit cards, and they're broke. And when an opportunity does come to them that looks really good, they can't jump on it because why? All the credit cards are maxed out. You know, when I speak at events, nothing makes me more sad when somebody comes up to me. I've actually turned people more than once away from buying my product at an event. I sell a $1,000 product when I speak on stages, and people come up to me and say, "Sam, I'm maxed out. All my credit, I've bought every single product from every speaker here." And I'm like, "Why would you do that? I mean, you can't even act on, if you bought five products, which one are you going to act on? You know, are you going to act on the real estate one, on the tax liens one, on the social media one, on the public relations one? I mean, you can't, I just recorded a show yesterday talking about spending 10,000 hours, you know, using the book Outliers on how to falling in love with practice. If you're one of these professional seminar attendees and you just can't help yourself and you buy everybody's product, leave the credit card back in the hotel room and go get the message and figure out after you've heard every speaker which one product you are going to purchase. You know why? Because I've been where you are. I was that professional seminar attendee. The difference is, fortunately, and this was good for me, the first one of these kind of big seminars I went to was real estate. And I just loved the concept. I love the fact that it's so calculable. Like you can't, that word was calculable, by the way. I don't even know if it's a word, but you can calculate very easily. Here's the amount of rents that come in, and here's the amount of expenses that go out, and this is what I get to keep. Now, there's going to be a little bit of fluff in there. You got to subtract maybe a 5 or 10% vacancy rate. You've got expenses, and you got a little bit of a slush fund that gets to pay for that stuff. But by and large, you can pretty much calculate ahead of time what you're going to earn. Not a lot of businesses you can do that. That's why I fell in love with real estate. And when I started to learn more about money, I studied people who knew more about money than I did. And that's pretty important too. You know, Dave Ramsey is one. Yeah, Robert Kiyosaki was another. See, I have debt that I carry on my credit cards, but it's good debt, okay? It's debt that I use. Maybe I buy equipment for my studio, or I buy software for my computer, or something for my real estate rentals. I have to buy $1,000 worth of drywall or a new sink or toilet or something like that. I never go out and buy stuff that I should not be buying. And so many people make that mistake. And I don't know why, because you know how that debt works, right? The credit card debt is computed on the average daily balance that you have. So if you've got a $400 minimum payment on your credit card and you wait until the very last day of the cycle to make that $400 payment, that average daily balance, that interest you're paying is calculated based on the previous 29 days. So why not, instead of make a $400 payment once a month, why don't you make a $100 payment every week and gradually lower that balance? Over the course of 52 weeks, you've paid off $5,200. You got to get in the habit. You got to create habits around money. When I had a job, I used to have $300 every 2 weeks taken out of my account. Taken out of my check, rather, and just put into a credit union account that worked with our company. Now, again, that's a savings account. It didn't earn any income, but I would take that money and use it for other things, either pay down debt or put money on real estate and things like that. I got in the habit of having $600 every month, which is no small amount from the amount I was probably making, 50 grand gross salary. That's no small amount, $600 net every single month. I just had that immediately taken out of my check as if I never earned it. And so I'd have to go sell more to make up for that. Higher commissions, higher bonuses. Get in the habit of learning how money works. Study it. Study the art of how to manage money. I'm telling you, your eyes will open as how you will live your life. You're going to save more money. You're going to invest in assets, no liabilities. And I'm telling you, like Dave Ramsey says, if you can just live like nobody will, you're going to live like nobody will. And you're going to thank yourself 5 years down the road. Again, no overnight successes, but let me tell you something. That first credit card you pay off, I don't care if it's a $50 Kohl's, JCPenney, Best Buy, Home Depot, whatever it is, you're going to feel on top of the world. Then you move on to the $100, $300, $500 cards, and you just keep paying them off, man. It's that snowball effect. You want to find out more about it, just Google Dave Ramsey, Total Money Makeover. I'm not a sponsor. I'm not an affiliate. I don't get paid for helping Dave out. I just believe in that. Because once you get this whole money thing down, and learn about good debt. There is such thing as good debt versus bad debt. Google that. Good debt versus bad debt. But once you get this whole money thing down, oh my God, doors open. and you can jump on opportunities. You can just jump on. You don't have to say, I don't have the money. You know, you can put $2,000 on a credit card knowing that 30 days later you're going to make that $2,000 back and pay that credit card off. Are you with me? You understand what I'm talking about? My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.